This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. We're going to go ahead and start out with a little bit of national news. The National Horse and Burro Rangeland Management Coalition has submitted a statement for the meeting record of the Bureau of Land Management National Wild Horse and Burro Advisory Board. While the coalition generally supports the findings of the National Academies of Sciences report titled Using Science to Improve the BLM Wild Horse and Burro Program, A Way Forward, it offered a number of recommendations. According to the statement, compelling evidence exists that there are more horses on public rangeland than reported at the national level, and horse population growth rates are high. The coalition says this suggests the effects of fertility intervention may not completely alleviate the challenges BLM faces in the future to effectively manage the nation's free-ranging equid populations, given legislative and budgetary constraints. The group notes if populations aren't actively managed for even a short time, the number of horses on public rangelands will increase to the point of becoming food limited. This would affect forage and water resources for all other animals on shared rangelands and potentially conflict with the multiple-use policy of public rangelands and the legislative mandate to maintain a thriving natural ecological balance. According to the coalition, we are in a crisis situation where the Bureau of Land Management has no more holding capacity. Most herd management areas in the West are experiencing significant drought, and horse numbers are well in excess of their appropriate management levels. The group says this leaves BLM with two options: sterilizing large numbers of mares to stop the reproduction factory, or beginning humane culling of the horses on the range. This week, I spoke with Kim McGriff of the Kincaid Saddle Club. Today, they are doing a diabetes trail ride in Ava, Illinois, around Johnson Creek.
I had a very dear friend of mine, Jim Price, who passed away due to diabetes 7 years ago. And he was also a member of our Kincaid Saddle Club. So I decided, he was a gentleman that didn't have horses all his life, but the last 5 years he really got into the love and the care and everything involved in horses. So he pursued his dream and he started horseback riding. And I thought a wonderful way to continue and do a more memorial for him would be to have a ride every year in behalf of him and the American Diabetes Association.
And you said you've been doing this for 7 years, so how large of a crowd does this usually draw?
Each year is different. A lot of, you know, people are busy with their own personal lives and stuff, so you never know exactly how many you're going to have. I usually prepare for somewhere around 50 people and horses. Sometimes that's varied. In the last 7 years, we've had as high numbers as 71 riders, and probably the least amount, weather a little unpredictable, we had 23 riders.
So all of the proceeds do go to the American Diabetes Association?
Over the course of 7 years, each year is a little different, like I had said, with the attendance. But I have raised as high as over $3,000 on a given year to the American Diabetes Association, and the least amount was $1,700. So, I mean, that's a tremendous amount considering the meals are $5 and you get it, or if you want a T-shirt and a meal, it's $15. We do have T-shirts every year as well. And all non-riders are welcome, too. So we have a big turnout, usually about 20 people that come out that can't ride for whatever reason, and they're just there to join us. So it's usually a really good fundraiser, and we usually have a good time and raise quite a bit of money.
Sounds great. And do you have a guess on the total amount that you've made for this charity over the past 7 years?
I would say that over the course of the 7 years, we've probably roughly have made about $13,000.
McGriff also went into a bit more detail about the ride in general.
So it's the 7th annual Diabetes Trail Ride and Silent Auction. We do it up at Kincaid Lake over at Johnson Creek Campground. We meet on Saturday, 14th. We meet at 10 and we ride at 11. The meal will be provided afterwards, which will be around 2 o'clock. The ride usually lasts a couple hours. There's a couple different rides up there, but since it's a fundraiser, we kind of shorten it up a little bit so we can proceed and do 50-50 drawing, silent auction, and then I have numerous raffle items that we also raffle off.
If you have any questions about the Diabetes Trail Ride, you can contact Kim McGriff at 618-303-0277. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.